Let me tell you about this tear gas.
Yeah.
One time we were somewhere enclosed, like in an office.
Mm-hmm.
And then mtu ametoka maandamano. Huku kwetu hakuna tear gas.
Mm-mm-mm.
Lakini amekuja, everyone is sneezing.
Yeah.
Because these are particles zimestick kwa nguo zake. Yeah. Amekuja katuhag sisi wote, we are dying. Welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. My name is Michelle Namasaka.
And I am Jackie Masharia.
And we're back with another banger.
We're back like we never left.
We're back like Mugongo. I have a colleague who says that, and I wish you like, girl, what is that joke right now?
That is so bad. I heard that, I actually laughed.
It's so bad. Like it's so really bad.
I'm back.
And I'm back like Mugongo. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you're doing well.
We hope you are.
We have had 2 weeks, 3 weeks actually, yes, of maandamano.
Mm.
And
probably more to come.
Yeah. We don't know. But I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
we just want to talk about what to do after maandamano,
yes,
especially mental wellness,
and
also just even physically and stuff, but yeah, just to be okay,
yeah,
because honestly these maandamanos have touched us, they have shaken a part of us, you know.
Facts.
They have left us probably wounded physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally,
yeah.
And some of these things we're outlining here is just some stuff we have done that have worked for us.
Yeah.
And also what we have Googled.
Yeah.
Jokes and seen, Google, but we have researched.
And seen people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Hey.
Nini. Bwana, why are you calling me my government names?
Jacqueline Muthoni. Niambie saizi, young lady. How are you doing, first of all? Before you just tell me about your self-care on a budget. Hashtag maandamano edition. It's given.
Yeah. Anyway, maandamano, post-maandamano, I mean, there's still the air of maandamano around. So.
There's still tear gas, actually, in the air.
Yo.
Like, everyone is sneezing in tao.
I stepped out of my stage and I was like, wappy mask. A girl sneezed.
Let a max size.
Your max ni how much?
Wapi max yako? Your max ni pay your max.
But the way, for real, like what sisi was saying, I think I wrote mina panianga gali.
Hey. Oh my god.
That was horrible. Na panianga gari. Ni tiagas.
Tiagas.
Napandianga gari pale Odion.
Okay.
And yo, I think they've like buried some tiagas. And mimi nilishuka tu gari and I'm like, achu. Like, you know, those four consecutive sneezes, you're just like, okay. Who's coming for me?
Oh my god.
Who's coming? I'm sorry. I apologize. My eyes were tearing. I'm like,
it's just the morning.
Asubuhi.
My morning.
We just arrived in the city.
And you're sneezing.
I know.
The funniest part is you're sneezing and everyone around you is also sneezing and just coughing and rubbing their eyes. Everyone has masks. We're like, bruh. But I think the issue is
because
there are aerosols and stuff.
Yeah.
They're not really gas, so they're solid, they settle on the ground. So when people start moving. And wind, they come back in the air.
Hey, summer, and preach.
Where?
Hey, sour chemistry major.
It's a chemistry, but mimi ni woman in STEM.
Yeah. Period.
Stampede.
Yeah, by the way, it makes sense.
Where?
Because every time Gariki move,
because
it blow your daily.
In a come it, back to the air. And even girl, people walking.
Hey, I you see you're well
it's
researched.
Logic, no? It's just logic. Oh. So if it just,
girl, I didn't
if
know.
It's not natural, you have a problem. You are the problem.
Sorry.
And you are what we are trying to fix in this time.
All of us. You're not coming for me.
Because it's the lawmakers that are not logic. Don't make me.
Michelle, I'm a
jam. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but like, yeah, post every, like, Kwanza Mimi, you know, we have to come to work and cover and be here and see everything unfold. Like, in the office, Uku Kwetu Nation Center, I said this was like the epicenter of the protesters.
Actually,
it's tear gas all the time. Like, every 10 minutes, there's like an explosion. You're thinking, I'm like, is this like post war? I don't know. Like, are we in a battlefield? You know, I'm like, where, if this is what people feel like when their countries are at war, it's just.
It got me thinking about Palestine or Ukraine. I know.
And like, this is not even half. This is not even anywhere close to what they go through every day.
You see how tear gas probably blows up? We are here on
Kimathi Street.
Probably the tear gas will blow up apo Jamia Mosque.
Yeah.
Ama Moy Avenue, Clementi. Yeah. But you'll still feel.
I know. You know? It's loud. It scares you.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering.
Actual bombs.
It's bombs like putting down buildings.
I know. Man.
You're even praying. I hope they're not aiming this building.
Yeah.
Your building shakes and things crack.
It just must be that, so bad for the, especially for the kids in Palestine. Like, hey, man.
It made me just become very grateful with what I have.
Yeah.
And just make every day count.
Right?
That.
Yeah.
Two lessons I've gotten from Mandaman. Of course, that's more true. Others. Yeah. Like voting in the next elections. You know?
True. Yeah, but this episode, as in, we wanted to like just see how we're taking care of ourselves mentally. I know mental health is so important to Gen Zs. And we don't take it as lightly. Like, so, anything that affects my mental health, I'm like,
no.
Gotta address it immediately. Yeah.
So question was,
What do I do?
Yeah. Or what do you
think
should
be
done?
I'm on X a lot. Mm. So like, I'm an X girl.
That's okay.
Twitter, by the way. Girl.
I hope it doesn't sound wrong. And then now
it's Twitter. She's okay.
And go searching Jacqueline Mashari.
Ni Twitter, my guys. We do Elon Musk and change your ex. By the way, please
Jacqueline
return it
Mashari
back.
Jacqueline Mashari massage.
No. No. Jail for that. Anyway. Need Twitter. Okay. Yeah, because I'm on Twitter a lot, just scrolling and checking. There was a lot of gory videos, graphic videos, you know, videos of people being shot. And at the end of the day, you're just like, hey, you've consumed so much graphic content. Yeah. You're just like, what? I need to like debrief myself. I need to debrief myself from socials. So the first thing for me, I think, is just taking my eyes out of socials. Mm-hmm. It just helps you... I don't know, you don't forget about it, but at least you're not seeing it.
Consuming more.
Yeah, you're not consuming more. Yeah, that's a good thing. Mm. Yeah, it's not, you're not constantly, because everything you put in front of your eyes will just stick to your brain. So,
So how do you have like the self-control of just, you have X on your phone, you have Instagram and you won't click on it?
Yes.
Or you have to uninstall?
Maybe you can't have self-control, so I just don't check.
Sorry. Sawa Gen Z.
Nasikia wengine ni lazima delete, wasiji deactivate.
Freeze.
Put in quiet mode. Sijui all those other things we want.
Unless simu yetu itufichie. Like ikukwe tu na app yenye na feature apps.
Yeah.
Then unaipea tu time.
No, mimi niko na self control, so I just I just don't check.
Yeah. Kama hauna self control kama mimi, sometimes, especially when it comes to socials, and probably that's where you work because I do social media. I think you can just uninstall.
Yeah.
And also the WhatsApp groups. Have you seen these WhatsApp groups for reject finance bills? Ni
mob.
Like for 2 hours, watu wamesha tuma 2,000 texts. I'm like,
yo.
Oh my God. Alafu. Probably they're very interesting. I have to go through them.
You want to read everything because every single text is so interesting.
You know?
Yeah, and it's like banter and conversation happening.
Yeah. For me, after Mandamano, I think I mentioned on the previous episode, mimi nilishindwa kulala kabisa. Like during Mandamano, I wasn't able to sleep. It was just coming home, blinking for a minute, waking up, Mandamano job, coming home, you know?
Yeah.
But I think what helped me is rain sounds. Like literally going on YouTube and downloading rain sounds.
Yeah.
and just putting them as I sleep because they're very therapeutical and just is that the white noise?
Yeah, that's white noise.
You know, it really helped me to sleep.
Oh, that's
really
nice.
Really for sure. Because last week nilikuwa na eye bags. But that helps me.
Yeah.
And also just taking a bath or a shower.
Girl.
Like just standing.
Just sitting there or standing in your shower.
Ata kama hauna bathtub. Yeah. Wewe chukua karai atika. Besheni. Yeah, it's karai, right?
Yeah.
Just a maji. I know you're big, but unaweza toshea. Like big.
Four issues to like, share up online. I would
chill too, Apple, yeah. Because it really helps. It's just something about running water, especially hot, and it's really therapeutical. And especially now, it also washes away the ninis, the particles of tear gas you have. Let me tell you about this tear gas.
Yeah.
One time we were somewhere enclosed, like in an office.
Mm-hmm.
And then mtu ametoka maandamano. Huku kwetu hakuna tear gas.
Mm-mm-mm.
Lakini amekuja, everyone is sneezing.
Yeah.
Because the particles zimestick kwa nguo zake. Amekuja katuhag sisi wote, we are dying. All of a sudden, everyone has COVID. I'm like, bruh.
What is happening?
What's happening?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I think that goes. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's also just if kuna wasi walienda therapy.
Yeah.
Depending on the amount of psychological trauma you
faced. And there was free therapy.
Yeah. There was free therapy.
Being offered.
Yeah, because there are people who saw people actually die. So Kenya. That would be very traumatic to witness. Just seeing someone shot right in front of you. Yeah.
Like seeing brains scattered on the pavement.
When did I saw pictures of... That was just...
That was so bad.
Yeah, so you can imagine those who are there and saw that firsthand. It's just even more traumatic for them. So there are people who went for therapy, but also maybe if you didn't have a chance, there's also like the option of debriefing with friends.
Mm.
Imagine just tell people what happened. Sometimes when you don't realize it, but when you tell someone else, it just becomes a lighter load.
Yes, a problem shared is a problem half solved.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a debrief with friends, there is a colleague I know who does journaling. I don't
Could
know how you...
Could that be Rukia Bule? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rukia.
Just write it down. There are people who get things out by writing them down.
Yeah,
so
that helps, actually.
That was also another way of taking care of yourself
Post-mandamano. As a buddy. And even just... I know we were all in our soft girl and soft boy era.
I know. We missed that life.
I know. And I don't know when it will come back. Because it's been 3 weeks of hard life. Yeah. The pain. the torment.
The torture. Please free us.
Free us from the shackles. Another point you had mentioned actually was distractions.
Yes, mimi kwanza hapo have really. You see, when I get off the socials, like I said, I go distract myself with something. You guys know I'm a K-drama girly, so I'm like, I'll just watch a good K-drama or reality shows.
Mm.
Those raggedy reality shows where it's
like one
dramatic, people are pulling hair.
Like Nairobi.
Michelle. No. To go 2024, bwana. I don't even think there are episodes for that one. Oh.
Girl,
you know what I thought you were saying? I thought you were saying ilikuwa Nairobi.
Nairobi?
Oh, the Nairobi other one. Diaries. Nairobi Diaries. No, okay, so you're talking about Real Housewives.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Like that one would be a good one to distract. Just watch drama.
But I feel
people
like,
just screaming at each other.
Yeah.
And then you just laugh at the, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's crazy. And it's interesting how that would work for you. Like umetoka drama fest. Unaenda drama.
Yeah,
I feel like I just need...
Something chill.
You know?
Okay.
If I'm listening to music, do you know See Me?
Yes.
You do?
I do know See Me.
Like listening to See Me.
That's superior, girl.
Or even just gospel.
Oh.
Like chill. I think pia da moto ni moto. Unatoka hivi.
Unatoka hivi kwa majurusha kwa ingine.
Post maandamano, shenanigans is how people went for Dunda on Moi Avenue. Was that Moi Avenue?
Tell me about it.
Tell me.
People sang. Kulikuwa na speaker danced. And danced.
na hakuna mtu alistabiwa ama alibiwa ama
like, and they dispersed and went home afterwards.
Kudade.
Eh, kudade dida.
You know? Okay, na nyumbani.
Yeah.
Like, how would the world be with just Gen Zs and, as leaders and MPs?
It would be so nice, man. Like, I can't wait for that day. It's the year. It's the year, babes.
All right. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
See ya.